Thereafter, the child, who was left to the care of the trees, began to cry in hunger. At that time, the king of the forest, namely the king of the moon planet, out of compassion, placed his finger, which poured forth nectar, within the child's mouth. Thus the child was raised by the mercy of the king of the moon. Although the Apsara left the child in the care of the tree could not take care of the child properly. Therefore, the trees handed the child over to the king of the moon. Thus Chandra, the king of the moon, put his finger within the mouth of the child to satisfy her. Since all of you are very much obedient to my orders, I ask you to immediately marry that girl who is so well qualified with beauty and good qualities. According to the order of your father, create closely through her. Okay. The Prachetas not only were great devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but were very obedient to the orders of their father. Therefore, the Lord asked them to marry the daughter of Ramgocha. Text 16. Your brothers are all of same nature, being devotees and obedient son of your father. Similarly, the girl is also of the same type and is dedicated to all of you. Thus, both the girl and you, the sons of Prachina Bhasha, are on the same platform, being united on a common principle. Purpose. According to Vedic principle, a woman cannot have many husbands, although a husband can have many wives. In special instances, however, it is found that a woman has more than one husband. Draupadi, for instance, was married to all of the five Pandava brothers. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead ordered all the sons of Prachina Bhasha to marry the one girl born of the great sage Kandu and Ramgocha. In special cases, a girl is allowed to marry more than one man, provided she is able to treat her husbands equally. This is not possible for an ordinary woman. Only one who is specially qualified can be allowed to marry more than one husband. In this age of Kali, to find such an equipoised woman is very difficult. Thus, according to scripture, Kalo Pancha Devadaya, in this age, a woman is forbidden to marry her husband's brother. This system is still practiced in some of the Hindu tracts of India. The Lord says, Apratat Dharma Sileyam Bhuya Patni Arthasaya. With the blessings of the Lord, all things are possible. The Lord especially blessed the girl to surrender equally to all brothers. Apratap Dharma, meaning occupational duty without difference of purpose, is taught in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is divided into three primary divisions, Karma Yoga, Dhyana Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. The word Yoga means acting on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 3.9. Egnatha Karmana Vyatra Lokayam Karma Bandhana Tadartham Karma Kaunteya Mukta Sangha Samachara. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work binds one to this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duty for his satisfaction, and in that way you will always remain unattached and free from bondage. One may act according to his own occupational duty just to satisfy the Yajna Purusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is called Apratap Dharma. Different limbs of the body may act in different ways, but the ultimate objective is to maintain the entire body. Similarly, if you work for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we will find that we satisfy everything. We should follow in the footsteps of the Prachetas, whose only aim was to satisfy the Supreme Lord. This is called Apratap Dharma. According to Bhagavad Gita 18.66, Sarvadharmam Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. This is the advice of Lord Krishna. Our only aim should be to act in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of the Lord. This is oneness or Apratap Dharma. Om. ओमज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुर्विमीलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकराह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साद्विजातं सर्वगुणारघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् सार्वैतं सार्वभूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सर्वगणादलिता श्रीविशाखान्तं च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता मुक्तते ताप्तकाञ्चना गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभाङ्गुष्ठदेवी प्रणमामि पंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्चुंडुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत विहार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। What we have today, Srimad Bhagavatam, my own presentation. Going to 14th verse. Thereafter the child was left to the care of the trees, began to cry in hunger. At that time the king of the forest, named the king of the moon planet, out of compassion, placed his finger which poured forth nectar within the child's mouth. Thus the child was raised by the mercy of the king of the moon. Who is the child here we are talking about?
Sorry?
Is it also Kandu and Pramlocha? The future wife of Prachetas. Yeah, Prachetas. So here, what is happening is, like you can see, Vidura is asking to Maitreya some questions regarding what the Prachetas achieved by after having darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what had happened to this life and the next life. So, before Vidura was asking question about Prachetas, and we saw the episode of Prachana Parsha, where Narada Muni is instructing for the whole chapter 25 to 29, where they were following the instruction of Prachana Parsha. He said, you go create, you go generate the people. And then when they went, they immediately followed the orders of their father, and they went and they saw this big lake, it was like the ocean, and they performed austerity. But before that, they met Lord Shiva, we saw the Rudra Gita, we got the mantra from Shiva, Lord Shiva, and they repeatedly chant the mantra for 10,000 years. And then the Lord Vishnu appeared. Then Prachinabari and Narada Muni, we see the conversation. Again, after Prachinabari, he renounced the kingdom. Immediately after getting instruction from Narada Muni, he didn't wait for the sons to return from this. So he left the kingdom. And now Vidura is asking the question regarding what did the Parshadas achieve. And so here the description is given, the activities. The Prachetas, Lord Vishnu gave benediction, that he gave benediction not only to Prachetas, the people who are reading this, initially in the starting of the verses, you can see the benediction of people who are reading about this activities or the song sung by Lord Vishnu or Lord Shiva. They get benediction, they get bonding. So here the child is Marisha, who was born between the sage and the Apsara. The Apsara, after giving birth to the child, she returned back to her heavenly place. And this child was taken care of by the moon god and the trees. So like that we see in the last section of this chapter, the trees actually represent the presiding deity of the trees, who take care, who nurture the child, and the moon god who gave this, who satisfied the hunger. So the Lord requested and arranged that Prachetas get married to Marisa and then generate progeny. So in the text, in the Purport 2, text number 16. So here the translation, your brothers are of all same nature, being devotees and obedient son of your father. So earlier the Lord appeared to console the Prachetas and he showed his eight-armed form and he was happy because they were all united in performing the devotional service. Prabhupada explained about that cooperation in the service is very important. So they, he was pleased because they are all united in one. United we stand and you know divided we fall. So cooperation is very important and here the same nature, they are all one. Even though they are 10 in number, but their aim is to please the Lord. Prabhupada writes in this verse for oneness. Oneness means that our desire is one. All of our desire is to serve the Supreme Lord. We are all one because we are all servant. There is only one master. In not oneness means not in the Maya the sense that we and Supreme Lord is equal and one. It is equal in quality, not in quantity. But when we are serving together to please one person, that is Krishna. So that is a key. And then here similarly the girls also same type. Now this purport, Prabhupada focus on one point, that is apratyak dharma. There is two things which is highlighted. After reading the first paragraph of the purport, one may immediately jump into the mood that why this woman is not allowed, why they are not equal, why they are not able to marry any person, or why women allowed to marry any person. We should understand the scientific circumstances where Prachetas were in Sati Yuga, they live for 100,000 of years and their situation is not applicable for Kali Yuga. So immediately Prabhupada, even though he gives that, because we see certain instances like Draupadi, like we can see here Marisa getting married, because they were blessed by the Lord and they got the benediction from the Lord that empowered by the Lord they can do it. Even people, when we talking about what to talk about criticizing the acharyas or devotees who are commenting, people we see in Kali Yuga or even in the previous age, they criticize the Supreme Personality of God and himself. When Krishna tells, I am the Supreme, I come and I destroy, I am the maintainer, I am the... They don't want to listen to that. They want to criticize Krishna himself. How Krishna is just a mythological, Krishna is just a normal, but he cannot do it. So it's like, finding fault and black mark in the moon. Because the moon is a beautiful creation in this material world. Yeah? Full moon is nothing. You can't compare the full moon. But then people are interested to find black marks in the moon. So then how do you understand? Because if you see what when you can't appreciate, understand the beauty of the moon and you still want to focus on the black spot of the moon, then something wrong with that person. And there is not going to be benefit because the tendency is that anything which we can find fault so that I can be independent. I don't have to surrender. I don't have to listen because you are wrong. But the duality is there in this material world that you are right, I am right, you are wrong. But in the whole we understand after coming to spirituality, it's not about one is right or wrong, it is about pleasing the Supreme Personality of God and devotees. This is the main, the higher principle. Because the moral aspect of life is going to change. What is going to good now is going to change in few years. What is right? Because that time something was right, something was polygamy or polyandry was initiated because there are people have to austerity, they want to remain as brahmacharis or they want to go into austerity, and then every woman has to get married. But they are not exploited. The one man, a kshatriya or a brahmana, you know, getting married more is not that, you know, they are marrying so that they can enjoy. As a variety of, you know, mother of enjoyment is variety, so I get a variety of wife. That is not the mood. They are protected, they are given shelter because they are vulnerable, and they are given provided things, and so that they can, you know, establish a proper system. And that way they can focus on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in Varnashram, if you see, the main aspect of Varnashram is that we get that our work or ashram according to the nature so that we can worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's like Prabhupada is the example of Gajendra Moksha. That, you know, one has to understand where he is comfortable in the material world, and that way you can fight against Maya. It's like if you have a war, you can see different ranges and people are in the war. There are people who are in the chariot, there are people who are in the elephant, there are people in the horses, there are people in the infantry. Right? And they all are fighting against the army who is opposition. Now, one person in the chariot, he may say, oh, you guys are in infantry, you are lower, you wanted to come to chariot and, you know, that is better. Or one person in the elephant say, oh, this is in horse, you know, you have to come to elephant. But the point is, you have to fight the war and make an impact. Not that, you know, even if you come, he is saying, uncomfortable infantry. Let me, you know, go ground and I am happy because I can use the weapon and everything to fight against enemy. So similarly, Varnashram system is like that, where one gradually, you know, ashram is there, and from training, grahastha or vanaprastha, sannyas is there, so one understands, okay, fine, I am comfortable in this ashram. For what? Not for enjoyment. It is very important. We are not changing ashram so that I can enjoy better in this material world. If that is the idea, then that is not Varnashram. Varnashram is there so that it's like a safety net. We have, it's a secondary, in fact, it's not mentioned in the 64 angas of bhakti. Varnashram is like the system where it's provided, okay, fine, one follows certain ashram. But when one is in the ashram, one is following very strictly, adhering to the rules of the ashram. This is not, you know, I'm brahmachari, oh no, I can, you know, freely mingle with opposite sex. Whenever I become, then I become again brahmachari. No, that is not the idea. Or one is grahastha, and then, you know, he's renouncing the family, and then, you know, he's disappearing, maybe going to the forest as vanaprastha, and then coming back after some few days, and, you know, then the system, then the dependence of the grahastha ashram will not be happy. So certain things, for example, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is accepting sannyas. And then when he accepted sannyas, the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can see how, you know, adhering to the principle of sannyas. He doesn't want to meet a materialistic person, he doesn't want to meet people who are having opulence and things like that. Because it's like he wants to represent, you know. But even though, it is interesting, even though his acceptance of sannyas is nothing to do with, these are all external. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, how can he be bound by this materialistic system or, you know, Varnashram system? He is beyond that. He is beyond all the three modes of material nature. He is beyond all his moral and ethics and principle code. He is independent, he is Swaraj, he can do anything. Whatever he does, that is the rule, that is the principle. But still he is acting, because Mahaprabhu wants to have that renounced order, and even when he wants to go to South India too, he wants to be alone, he wants to carry only the pot and few possession. But still, you know, all the devotees, the associate devotees, they were not. So the one happened when Mahaprabhu wanted to go to South India alone. So he was informing all these associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, and Jagananda Pandit, all their associates of the Mahaprabhu were there. And Mahaprabhu said, I want to go in search of my brother Vishwaroop. He has left home. So I want to go in search of him. And then everyone wants to join, everyone wants to come, but then Mahaprabhu said, you know, how can I, because he said, you know, Nityananda, he took me because I want to go to Vrindavan. And then he took me to Advaita house. He diverted my whole plan and he broke my danda. And then Jagannath, he wants to, you know, make sure that I am having comfortable. And Mukunda is not happy because I am being austerity and sleeping in the floor. Mahaprabhu was saying, all are, how can I break the heart because I am just like a puppet. Mahaprabhu was saying, these devotees are asking me to do, then I have to do it. But even though he is not, it's the affection of the devotee, the love for the Lord is so much that they cannot see that, you know, Mahaprabhu is performing this kind of austerity and penance and leelas. So out of affection, they want to make sure the Lord is comfortable. But then he said, I am a sannyasi. I cannot be, you know, this comfortable in this enjoyment mood. So I want to go alone. So here you see, the Mahaprabhu is setting the great example of how a sannyasi should act, how a sannyasi should conduct. So here in the initial, so as I said, so he that Prabhupada mentioned, okay, fine, that one person married many or many, you know, one woman married many husband or husband married many women, but this is not practical in Kali Yuga. Because in this age of Kali, to find such an equipoised woman is very difficult. Of course, equipoised in any person is difficult. They want to accept, they want to reject. Right? Equipoised, yesterday we were discussing, equipoised means that we do favorable things for our Krishna consciousness. We accept favorable things in Krishna consciousness and we reject things which are unfavorable in our Krishna consciousness. This is equipoised. This is equal. And so according to scriptures, Kalo Pancha Vibhajet, in this age a woman is forbidden to marry her husband's brother. So in Kali Yuga there are five things of prohibited. One is offering, you know, horses or the cow. Second, Gomeda Yagya, Ashwamedha Yagya, this all Yagya is banned, is prohibited. And then one is offering one's own flesh in the fire for the offering, that is prohibited. And then one is taking sannyas in Kali Yuga, that is prohibited. And then one is begetting children, a child in the brother's wife, whom, or the one person the same. The woman is for to marry the husband's brother. This is prohibited. These are all things are prohibited. So according to age, there changes. So Prabhupada writes, with the blessings of the Lord, all things are possible. The Lord especially blessed the girl to surrender equally to all brothers. So that's how the key, that for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything, anything is possible. That's why he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is inconceivable and he is the Supreme Person, Purushottam. If he wants, he can do even, you know, miracle. So then Prabhupada focus on this aspect, that is Akrita Dharma. This is very important. Occupational duty without different of purpose. That everyone has to do certain activities. We cannot be idle. The soul is active. When the soul is active within the body, how the soul can not be active when it's outside the body? So that's why the impersonal Brahman attainment is not going to work out. Because it has to do certain activities, it has to be engaged. So how can the soul remain in a boredom state or in a like, you know, nothing to do, and it will not stay there, it will have to fall down. Because you can see now that everyone is active. Everyone is thinking, or they're just sitting, they're thinking about something, their thoughts are there. So many thoughts are coming in our mind. It is like a constant. We are planning, we are doing something. So activities can be for one's own sense gratification or satisfaction of the senses, or in higher realm, that is spiritual activities. Now, the activities has to be performed just to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is sacrifice. Work done as sacrifice of Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work binds one to this material world. So what is our activity, what we are doing, will have certain consequences. Every action has certain reaction, you know, from karma. That you do certain activity, you get certain reaction. If our activities are based on satisfying our own body or the extended self, or the family, nation, international society, whatever philanthropic altruism, then we have to reap that reaction, we have to reap that karma. One may get this high-energy planet, enjoy the pious activities he performed, or one may go down to hell where he can, you know, suffer the reaction of the sinful activity. Now, Prabhupada gives an example here. Different limb of the body may act in different ways, but the ultimate objective is to maintain the entire body. Similarly, if we work for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we will find that we will satisfy everything. So we have these two examples. Prabhupada goes, so many times we have heard that is watering the root of the tree. Just by watering the root of the tree, the whole tree is satisfied. Similarly, feeding the food to the stomach, the whole body is nourished. But then, to put it into action, this requires a lot of faith and conviction. What is faith? We say from Bhagavad Gita that just by satisfying Krishna, that everything is, you know, satisfied. Or the definition of faith we were seeing from a 9th chapter. What is the definition of faith? From Chaitanya Charitamrita also is there.
Shatta Shakti Vishwasa Kandesh Shvindrana Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Kata Savakam Bhaktama.
Okay. Like it's like something like just dependent on Krishna. That Krishna will take care of everything. Just depending on Krishna, that Krishna will take care of everything. One did not have to plan anything. Like you can believe that. That your whole life, that you don't have to plan anything in the future and everything. Just depending on Krishna. So it's easy to say, but then you have to do it. That requires a lot of agenda. Every agenda has to be cancelled. There is nothing has to be there in one's heart that one has to. Few weeks back I received a call from one of my relatives. So he called, I don't know what made him, but he just called and then I was speaking and then he told me, you know what you're doing. You know, I said, he knows what I'm doing. Everyone knows what I'm doing. This is just from the Brahmachari Ashram. And he said, no. You need to have something for you. Yeah, you need to have something for you. This world is so bad. And he was telling like Bhagavad Gita. We tell these people, you know, this world is bad. He started telling to me, you know, you have to do something. What happened after something? What is about your surety? What is about your security? What about your family, your life? After a few years, what will happen to you? Who will be there to take it? So save now. Make some money, put it in the bank, then do everything, whatever you need, but keep some reserve, keep some amount. And, you know, they're scared. So, of course, you know, we understand. that if we are always in that kind of mood, then what we are doing right now cannot be done properly. With the saying, okay, I will keep it, reserve everything, hold things and keep it so that future it will be bright. So then what happened to the present? Then we are always in the hankering. Okay, fine, let me do that, let me get that, let me do this, let me that. Right now we have opportunity, right now we have this facility, right now because, this is what, when the movement started, if you see, the devotees who joined, they were in the early youth and teens and youth, and they gave full to Krishna service. And that is not going to go in waste. Krishna is not like, okay, fine, what to do, you've done that, now you're doing okay, go. No, Krishna is not like a person who is going to, forget things. In material world, we forget, we get receive something, we give something, we forget. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna, whatever you serve, done little bit of service, Krishna is going to reciprocate in hundreds and thousands of times. He is going to come back and give. He is personally going to deliver that. So, that faith is required in order to act. And Prabhupada, example, Prabhupada saying we should follow in the footsteps of the Chetas whose only aim was to satisfy the Supreme Lord. This is called Apatya Dharma. According to Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam Braja. All abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. And this is the advice of Lord Krishna. Our only aim should be to act in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of the Lord. So I was thinking, in materialistic way, that everyone working together. So what happened, for example, someone, everyone is preparing a cake or something. Just to give an example. So what happened, everyone coming together and making a cake. And after the cake is made, then what they do? They cut into pieces and take their pieces. It's like, you work together and then at the end of the day, they share their pieces. Oh, fine, I want this piece, I want that. I want a bigger piece. If you are a bigger, bigger person, they want a bigger piece. First piece is given to him. And then everything and the cake is disappearing. So what happened? Coming together for what purpose? For one, what is my bite in that cake? Or what is my portion? How can I receive my benefit or commission in that activity? This is the goal. So what happened when they are working together means they have some hidden agenda. It's nothing like selflessly working together for satisfying other person. Right? No. So, given the situation, given the chance, it looks like someone with philanthropic and altruistic work and everything. And I was recently working with the council regarding this food for life, and they were happy that they're giving food for us and they're helping us. They're giving the we are pretty much they call us first. And there are other agencies who are working. So when the other agencies are working and we are also working and they're happy with us because we don't discriminate, okay fine, this person, we have to look after only this person, we have to serve this person. For us, whoever is affected, whoever wants the food, then we give. But then the person who was in charge of that, the person told me, actually you are good because I know so many other agencies. They are very particular and want to, give food to one particular community. Or they want to specifically benefit particular people. And the agencies also, there are few agencies, they are one but operating in different name. So they are giving information like this and then we understand that even though they wanted to help, but then there is something which is underlying something that happening. So, in that way, when we come back to that example that, everyone is taking, but what happened to, Krishna consciousness or devotees? The devotees, they are all coming together and they are doing their bit and that is, the whole cake is offered to Krishna. That is the movement. that you create something, you all come together, you do your bit, you create something, and that is offered to Krishna. And now that way, what happens? Next two things, that none of them are envious of each other, because it is Krishna in the center and you are offering to Krishna, and you are happy because you know somehow or other this is done well. It's not about okay fine, my bit is there and that is projected very high, very much higher. That is not the mood of a devotee. That everything has to be good. Okay fine, that person is giving something, this person is giving something, I am contributing something. At the end of the day, the cake looks good and beautiful, and that is offered to Krishna. And that way he is satisfied. Not eating but cake, but offering the cake to the Krishna. Or offering anything. Just a small example. It can be a cake, it can be a project, it can be a temple, it can be anything in a bigger scale. This is what everything, everyone comes together, do their activities according to their own nature and according to their own conditioning, whatever they can do. But that thing has to be offered to Krishna. Then that energy, that time, whatever is endeavor, whatever, that becomes a sacrifice. And that becomes a purification. Because that way, you are not in the center. And whatever your contribution is not projected in a big way, but then you are happy. At the end, okay, fine, everyone is big, doing their. So what happening is, so we are not streamlining or narrowing down that one particular way that we have to do it. This is the beauty. Utility is the principle in Krishna consciousness. We hear that different walk of life, different people of different caliber, nature and skill, everyone can be used in Krishna service. Whatever they can do. And that is offered to Krishna. So that way, we are not in narrowing down. We use them and then we use it Krishna's service. So we follow the footsteps of Prachetas in terms of satisfying the Lord. Prachetas has done so much austerity. Our austerity is to chant Hare Krishna and follow the Guru's principle. In that, you know, the austerity, I was reading unwilling, so to speak. So austerity means, you know, that it's not like one has to do it huge, but the simple thing is done every day. That is austerity. Chanting Hare Krishna, one may say, okay, it's simple, but then every day you to do. Simple thing you have to do every day, then that becomes austerity. So we chant in the Hare Krishna and following the footsteps of Prachetta, just that we can be able to satisfy the Supreme Lord, then our life will be perfect. So I'll just stop here. Let's see anyone has had anything, comments or question or correction.
Okay. Yes, it speaks of removal, the speech.
Yes.
This verse explains how Munga was feeding the child and sing.
Yeah.
How is this possible?
That's the presiding deity, or the tree is also taking care. It's not the tree, you know. It's the presiding deity of the element, like water we have, air we have, trees were the person, the moon is there, so the person. How? How what? Put the finger in the mouth. See, put the finger in the mouth. The baby will do that, right? Have you seen the baby putting the finger in the mouth?
No, I've never seen something like this before. But it's
pretty
hard to understand.
You put in Kali Yuga baby's mouth, they bite you. I've seen one thing, what I've been to is one of my friends. The kid, you know, was putting not only thing, the whole hand, trying to put hand, and then couple of them got choked. putting, and the kid is, you know, like small hand, right? And then putting, and then choking, and then mother has to take the hand out, you know, because the child is, you know, thinking, you know, they're, you know, Annamaya, right? Whatever they see, they put in the mouth. First thing they put in the mouth. Whatever they give, they put in the mouth. And they're putting the finger, one finger, two, three, and then full mind is going, and the child got choked. And mother has to take the hand out. Then you see that the child is hungry, hunger. So the moon god put his finger in the mouth. And the moon god is all moon, the sunshine is actually the key in producing the nectar and the juices and the fruits and the vegetables. Is that right? It's a cooling, right? The cooling, the how you get the juice and nectar, because the moon rays produces it.
Yes,
so then, you know, the moon god himself putting his finger, imagine that. 10 million moons, we get the soothing feet of Nityananda, right? So the moon, you know, the moon is putting his finger, so I think, blessed child.
Thank you.
Okay. So we have Chandrasimha Bhagavatam ki jai.